to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Diana. Fighting does not make you a hero.
What if I promise to be careful? Just a shield then.
Diana.
No sharp edges.
Be careful of mankind, Diana. They do not deserve you.
You've told me this story.
What is this place? Who are you people?
We are the bridge to a greater understanding.
Right.
What is your mission?
Well, here's the thing. You are in more danger than you think. The boys in the trenches called her Dr. Poison. Millions would die. The war would never end.
I'm going, Mother. If you choose to leave, you may never return. Who will I be if I stay?
Love will come when you...
To the war.
Well, technically the war's that way, but we gotta go this way first.
How can a woman fight in this?
Ooh. Who is this young woman?
She's my,
Diana, Princess of Themis.
Prince, Diana Prince. Believe that this war should stop. Help me stop it right now.
What are you?
You will soon find out.
Rated PG-13. Experience it in IMAX 3D June 2nd.
Well, folks, finally here. After 70-plus years of waiting and waiting, we finally got a big-screen adaptation of Wonder Woman from DC Comics and Warner Brothers. Of course, we've seen Wonder Woman already on the big screen in Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, when she made an appearance near the end. But what's her origin story? Where's she come from? Who is she? Of course, now we get to answer that question in this movie, starring Gal Gadot as Diana Prince / Wonder Woman, Princess of the Amazons. And we also have Chris Pine playing Steve Trevor, who used to be the longtime love interest of Wonder Woman from back in the day. I'm not sure if he's involved now in the comics or not, and if he is, what role he plays. Connie Nielsen plays Hippolyta, Queen of the Amazons. Even Robin White is in there as Amazon. And then Danny Houston plays a villain, Lufendorf. Now, in the comics, Wonder Woman takes place in World War II, but for the movie, they decide to move her to World War I, where, of course, it's the war to end all wars, because this is the first time so many countries was in war with one another, and so many people are dying. And I guess they didn't want to make it close to Captain America, which of course takes place in World War II also. So they switched to the World War I. So we get a backstory of the gods, the Greek gods, and how Zeus created man. Man was peaceful and wise until that old Ares came along and messed the program and corrupted them. Made them fight each other. And Zeus didn't like that. And Zeus and Ares with the war along with the other gods. And most of the gods were killed by Ares, god of war. But he still couldn't get past his pappy Zeus. Zeus defeated him, left him for dead. And then, you know, almost wouldn't die himself. But before he did that, now they explained where the Amazons come from, which I'm going to get to that in a second. But as far as the Amazons, because man had been corrupted and was wanted to fight all the time, Zeus created the Amazons to bring love to their hearts and peace. So basically, they said they made the Amazons to be prostitutes. Yeah. Anyway, that didn't work. Men are still stupid, and they go off and fight. So the Amazons said, we don't need this, and they go off on their own little island, which is hidden by Zeus, and kept safe while men go on measuring dicks and seeing who's bigger and badder. And before Zeus, of course, disappears, he gives the Amazons a weapon just in case Ares ever come back. A god-killing weapon. And so, now the Amazons, they live on peace in a secluded island. And the queen, you know, she's the only person on this island with a child, which is Diana. And Diana's growing up by herself as far as children. But, you know, she sees how all the different other Amazons are warriors and they learn to fight. And she can't wait. And she, all she wants to do is learn how to fight. And eventually she's taught. She becomes a skilled fighter. The queen is reluctant at first, but then she says, you know, if we're going to train her, we're going to make her the best. She's going to be better than everybody, including the person training her. Just make her better than everybody. And, of course, that happens, but there's a deep secret around Diana that she will eventually learn the truth about herself. But that's not here and there. I'm not going to explain that to you. So as Diana, she's now an adult. As she's contemplating the world, she sees a plane crash. Comes out of nowhere because, of course, the island is protected. And so there's like an invisible dome. Plane crashes. She rescues Steve Trevor. Steve Trevor being chased by Nazis. Not Nazis, I'm sorry. That is wrong. Because it's World War I. They're Germans. And, you know, war comes to Themyscira. So now, Trevor's like, look, I'm on a mission. I'm trying to stop the war to end all wars. You people are in danger just as much as anybody. And Diana's like, well, it must be Ares. He's back. We need to stop him. They're like, no, we don't want to get involved with men. She decides she has to, and she takes all the weapons she needs as far as sword and shield and even her outfit and the lasso of truth, and leaves with Steve Trevor so she can go to the war and find Ares and put an end to him. Because she believes once she kills Ares, the war will be over. And once she gets to London and she starts meeting people, and she's a fish out of water at this point. She's kind of naive to how people are. And it shows in the movie, and it makes it's a cute thing in a way that she's kind of pure innocent but naive at the same time. And they go on this mission because the Germans are developing some nasty gases that are, if completed and set out, it will slaughter millions. I mean, this is the kind of gas that the gas mask couldn't help with. And what is her name? Sorry, I think Eleanor Aynor, Arnia, she plays Dr. Moreau. She's also known as Dr. Death. She's creating these gases for the Germans in order for them to win the war. And there are generals who don't want to, mainly Daniel Houston, who don't want to end the war. They don't want to sign the armistice. They want to win the war. I mean, what's the point of fighting a war if you don't win? And Diana is, of course, convinced this must be Ares, and I must stop. Now, the look of the movie, it's okay, when you compare them to the other DC movies, this is more vibrant, it's more realistic, it's more colorful. Even once they get to crummy London and then get out to the front, there's more color in those scenes than what you see in the average DC movie. There's daylight. Gotta give him credit for that. Now, Patty Jenkins is the director. You know, of course, everybody, since it's a movie about a female, they want a woman director, and I'm all for women directing more. And they shouldn't just direct women, they should direct men too. For most of the story, I thought it was realistic and grounded in its own way. You know, she gets out in the battlefield and she's doing heroic stuff, and people are happy they're being liberated because, you know, in war, mostly civilians are caught in the middle and they're the ones that are dying for real. It's not the soldiers. See, the soldiers kill each other, but caught up in the crossfire of any war are civilians. And, of course, this war is taking a toll on many, many civilians in Europe and so forth. But I have to say, the last battle did not fit with this movie. You know, most of the fight scenes and battles in this, you know, it was in, you know, it was fitting to the movie. But then you get to the last battle, and then it just turned into a CGI spectacle on the level of all these other DC movies. And if anything, that not that it's terrible, but that last fight scene just brought it down for me. From where I was at, I was like, yeah, this is real good. But when we get to that final fight scene, and it doesn't look right, and it doesn't fit, and it doesn't feel right, I don't know what to say at that point. I mean, it's like, I don't know if the studios got involved and said, you got to do this a certain way, or Zack Snyder had his fingers on it, you know. And I'm not trying to put down Zack Snyder with the tragedy he just had in his family, but just that last fight scene, it just became what we come to see in Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad. It's like they got a formula that last fight scene got to be nothing but special effects and fighting where the background doesn't even look real at that point. You know, the flames all around from whatever explosions don't look real. And the battle doesn't look real. So, if I have to grade this, I'm going to give it a matinee. You know, judge for yourself if you like it or don't like it, but I just got to take points away for that final battle. And, you know, the movie, of course, you get a little romance between Steve Trevor and Wonder Woman, but not too much that it's you know, part of the movie. I mean, it doesn't overtake the movie. It's just hinted there that, you know, they have it for it. And of course, Wonder Woman, this is the first man she ever met, so of course she falls in love with the first man she sees, and but they don't waste too much time with that part. It does focus around Gal Gadot's performance as Wonder Woman. And there was a lot of mixed feelings, you know, and it's starting to get real high reviews as far as critics. But some fans are saying otherwise, and hey, yeah, it's a comic book movie, so go see it for yourself, but I don't know if you need to spend full price on it. So like I said, it's a matinee, and even maybe for some of you, it might be better if you do wait for it to come on video. So that's my thoughts on Wonder Woman, and I will be coming back soon with my next movie review. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, peace out.